Now, my next guest is Deirdre Cassan from Lyselton, who has just written a book called The Reason. Now, Deirdre is a relationship psychotherapist based in Listowel, and her book is only out a few weeks, but it's already become an Amazon bestseller. Now, on the face of it, this book might seem like another self-help book, but it's actually a lot more than that. It examines the theory that when things go wrong in our marriages and in other romantic relationships, it often goes back to something that happened to us in our childhood, or maybe even something that was lacking in our childhood, maybe in our relationship with one or both of our parents. But that's really just my interpretation of what it's all about. Let's hear from Deirdre herself. She popped in for a chat here in studio earlier this week and began by telling me what her book, The Reason, is all about.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today, Deirdre. The Reason ... was an idea and a dream of mine for a very long time. I'm a relationship psychotherapist by trade, and I have worked with a lot of young people, a lot of middle-aged people, and a lot of elderly people. And I just saw a pattern recurring of feeling lost, a lack of a sense of belonging, lack of connection, people not comfortable in relationships they were in. And there was a common denominator that kept appearing and kept coming up was my awareness of the unresolved childhood wounds, that we are born into a society, into an environment where sometimes there's a mom that's feeling anxious, or a dad that's not present, or they could be both parents. But the child is always seems to have been lost when they go back. Now, not all therapy goes back to childhood, but unfortunately, for some of my clients, I feel when they come in at 35 years of age and they say they can't connect with their relationship, the person they're with in the relationship, there is a reason for that.
Hence the title of the book. So are you saying that, in your opinion and your experience, that a lot of the reason that relationships can sometimes go wrong or encounter mm-hmm. difficulties goes back to something that might have happened in our childhood?
Yes. It's when we're born whole. We're born as a loving baby. And some people have a very secure attachment to their caregiver. Usually it's the mother, because the mother carries us for 9 months. And then we're born, and sometimes the environment is not so good. There could be alcoholism, there could be an abandonment issue, there could be mom is very anxious. And as I've always emphasized, for the child, it's not in stone. Then they go into school and they might have a teacher that reminds them of their strict mother or their angry father. And then we go into our teenage years, and then we're trying to form relationships with our peers. And sometimes it's like, if you're not invited to the party, you get very anxious. If you haven't a boyfriend, or if you haven't a girlfriend, there must be something wrong with me. And it was all recurring. Then we go into adolescence, and the pattern was following us. And when they come into the therapy, and usually with clients, I give a psychoeducational for the first 2 or 3 sessions. Just give us what's going on. And when I give them the information, it's amazing the amount of people to say, why aren't we taught this at school?
It's like a light bulb moment, is it?
Unbelievable. And it takes a huge relief away from the client that maybe this isn't about me, but I can now fix it. Mm-hmm. And maybe the force was bigger than us, because the patterns that we have collected along the way are determining how we relate or love people in our lives.
Okay. And I presume that this doesn't apply to everybody. There are people who don't encounter relationship difficulties. Is that because their childhood was more straightforward and they got the love and attention they needed? Or is that too simplistic a way to interpret it?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And a lot of people say to me, oh, but there's a lot of people happily married. But unfortunately, I have seen the children of the happily married couple come into my room. So even though they're happily married, doesn't mean that the patterns haven't, they've gone
repeated,
somewhere. Repeated.
Yeah.
And usually it's the child that might end up coming into therapy in 20 years' time of the happily married couple.
Really?
Yeah.
So something in the parenting didn't quite go right.
But the parents of that child were only operating from what they got from their parents. Mm-hmm. And there's two different family systems coming in. There's the mom's family system, there's the dad's family system, and then there's the little child that they procreate. And there's forces bigger than us, but we're only operating from what we know. And my whole reason for writing this book was to raise the awareness and give people an understanding, if they are confused, to give clarity that actually, that's my pattern. That's what I've been living.
Yeah. And do you then sort of offer solutions as to how things might work better in your relationships once you know what's gone wrong?
Yeah. Well, as we get older, and I always stand by, when you see it, you can't unsee it. When you feel it, you can't feel it. And I stand by that, because any client that has come into me, when they get an understanding of what they have experienced, and I'll give you one example. You could have twins born, and one twin is sick, and the other twin is not so sick. But they've spent 9 months in the womb together. And from the day of their birth, they're separated, because one is taken away to be looked after and the other might be with the mom. And there's a separation anxiety from the day of their birth. And that can impact them. They mightn't realise it in 20 years' time. They might say, how come I can't form relationships? Why am I always needy? Why am I always clinging on to the person? But it could have started back from the day they were born, that they were separated at birth, and I'm anxious for the person that was closest to me for 9 months is gone. And the feeling of abandonment. But if the child can form healthy relationships, then that they have met somebody along the line in their 20 years that has held them and supported them in that.
Okay. I just want to zone in for a moment on parenting, because you and I would be of the same generation, kind of, even though I know I'm a bit older than you. But there was no such thing as parenting when we were children. You know, like my own mother says, we just made it up as we went along because we didn't know any better. Now we have parenting podcasts, parenting books, parenting advice. You know, a lot of our generation maybe, is it just the grace of God that we grew up all right, given that our poor parents didn't know anything about parenting?
Yeah. Like there's a line in my book, and I've repeated it a few times. You can't give others what you don't have. There's no two questions about it. Yes, we grew up in an era that we just got on with it. We came from large families, and the mothers were burnt out. The fathers were working hard to put food on the table. That was the norm, that was traditional, that was cultural. But unfortunately, it was the older siblings minding the younger siblings and whatnot. But as I said in the book, being from a large family, there wasn't time for one-to-one parenting. There wasn't time. So we all just reared each other and just got on with it. But unfortunately, sometimes then when we become adults ourselves and become children ourselves, it's like, because society has changed so much. Now women are working and both parents are absent. And I have seen kids come in the door, like back in our day, we were coming into a hot dinner every evening, the fire on, whatever. But now kids are coming in and opening the front door themselves and feeding themselves. And so there is a form of abandonment before we even start. We could be the best parents, but the child may feel abandoned. It's highlighted when they form relationships as adults. Mm-hmm. That is the key.
And I'm sure you're keen to say you're not blaming parents either, Deirdre, for any of this. I suppose all parents do their best, and we all think that we're a good parent. Do you know what I mean? Or our intentions. I presume this is a book that has lots of hope in it, though, that you're telling people, you know, your relationships can be better. They can be repaired once you get this understanding of where all this is coming from.
Absolutely. Like, there's two things I'd love to be taken from this book for an individual, is to have huge compassion for themselves. And it might give them the validation or the missing piece that some days they feel great, other days they don't feel so great in relationships. It could be work, family struggles, intimate partners, daughter, mother, father, father, son, whatever the form of relationship. It could be your work colleagues. You could get on great with your work colleagues, great with your friends, but you go home and you could tear the head off your husband. And you say, why is this happening? Because when we relate the home, what we grew up in, was mom and dad, the norm, and kids running around the place. The reason why the patterns form in our intimate relationships is because we have now created a home with another partner. Mm-hmm. And usually they activate the parts in us that were wounded as children. And sometimes, because there is a huge rise in divorce and separation, there's also marriages that are working, don't get me wrong. But unfortunately, what I am seeing is the kids are now coming into therapy of the happily married couple. And they just can't. And when they get, like, the first form of healing is awareness. Mm-hmm. And that has been my passion for this book, to raise awareness. There's so many unhappily struggling people at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's also very happy people.
So this book isn't just for people in relationships who are having difficulties. So it sounds like it's for everybody.
Yeah, when I first started writing the book, my ghostwriter, Cassandra Welford, from England, she asked me, who do I want my audience to be? And my audience was always, before you have children, to stop passing the struggles and the patterns on to the next generation. But now, as I was writing the book, it took a world of its own. Now anyone could read the book. I've created three characters in the book, and I created the three characters purposely because their patterns and dynamic in the relationships could relate so much to you as a person, mm-hmm. if you're struggling. And I think anyone could read this book. It could end up being an educational book, but I just want people to get the validation, to have the hope that we can change this. Mm-hmm. Our attachments of what happened to us when we were young, we don't have to play it out in addictions. We don't have to play it out in avoiding people or avoiding connection mm-hmm. with others.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair enough to call it a self-help book?
It's more than that. Personally, it's more than that. Mm-hmm. I suppose, because I have gone through a divorce myself and I have seen the impact of people's patterns in the counselling room, that it is more, it's just to raise the awareness that there's something bigger than us out there. It mightn't have started with us, mm-hmm. but it's going to end with us. Mm-hmm. And I want the next generation to carry the bucket of healing and strength. And now we have to heal ourselves for the next generation, because maybe our last generation weren't able, sure, counselling wasn't out, divorce wasn't out, separation wasn't out, and they just had to put up with it. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I think the ripple effect has come into society today. Mm-hmm. And we have to be very, very mindful that we have three basic needs: food, shelter, and love. And love is one of them. And for a lot of people, it's not working at the moment, and we have to go back to basics.
And that was Deirdre Cassand from Lizelton speaking to me earlier about her book called The Reason. Going down very well, lots of online sales through Amazon already for it. I think you got the gist or the general vibe from Deirdre about what it was about there. Just to let you know, you can buy it here in Tralee in Super Value. It's also in Super Value in Listowel and Centra and Wolfe's in Listowel. And if you prefer, you can get it on Amazon, as I said, and on Kindle. So it's called The Reason by Deirdre Cassand. Hope you enjoyed that interview. I'm reading the book myself at the moment, and I must say I'm finding it very, very interesting. We're going to take a break. We'll be talking about animation when we come back.
Talk About on Radio.